WU248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Movie and TV productions and late-night talk shows have all gone dark as thousands of Hollywood union writers hit the picket lines. Jimmy Fallon voiced his support.
Whatever I can do to support the Guild, I am actually in the Writers Guild as well, so I couldn't do the show without them, and I support my whole staff.
CBS's Elise Preston says the union is fighting for better pay.
While companies like Amazon, Disney, Netflix, and our parent company Paramount have flourished,
the writers, in a nutshell, feel that the streaming revolution has really left them behind.
Matthew Bellany is a Hollywood insider and founding partner of Puck.News.
They don't get as much money when shows play on streaming services than they did when shows are played on traditional linear television.
Using AI to write scripts is also a big concern. The Department of Justice helped bust up a big international operation selling drugs like fentanyl on the dark web. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The drug traffickers are confident that by operating anonymously on the dark web, they can operate outside the bounds of the law. They are wrong.
About 1,500 troops are now headed to the southern border ahead of Title 42's expiration next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants. This will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duties.
Police in Oklahoma say a convicted sex offender may have killed six people, including two missing teenagers. CBS's Jim Krasula.
A woman says four of the seven bodies found by police in eastern Oklahoma are her daughter and grandchildren. They were discovered in a field as authorities searched for two missing teenagers, including Nathan Brewer's daughter, Brittany.
She always played with her little sister, and I don't know how I'm going to tell her because she's like, Brittany's missing. And I got to tell a four-year-old that she's gone.
The killers believed to be among the dead. The Surgeon General is now warning about a new health threat.
Dr. Vivek Murthy has issued an advisory calling loneliness a crisis, likening it to smoking and obesity. He cites research that finds half of all U.S. adults experience loneliness and many the consequences for mental and physical health, including a greater risk of depression, anxiety, and even heart disease, stroke, and dementia.
That's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. Cincinnati's preparing to say goodbye to Jerry Springer. He was buried over the weekend, but a larger memorial set to happen 2 weeks from now on May 16th. Springer was mayor and a news anchor in Cincinnati before getting into daytime TV. He died last week from cancer at 79. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 3rd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Public School District will hold a Title VI public hearing from 6 to 7 p.m. at McMillan Library. This informational meeting is to raise awareness around the WRPS Title VI Indian Education Program. It's intended to foster strong relationships between Native American families and the school community. In Portage County, the Executive Operation Committee will meet at 4 p.m. and the Public Library Board meeting will begin at 4:30. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 to noon at the Adams County Community Center. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 31. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 38. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The biggest issue right now facing the country, the biggest issue facing journalism and all of our attention, is the imminent default by the United States, by our country, by America, on its debt, by the failure of the Republican Party to extend the debt limit. Let me give you the latest developments and then some thoughts on how we can address it. The latest developments are that Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, announced that our debt limit has already been exceeded. It was exceeded in January, but through various accounting mechanisms, she's been able to pay the bills. But it could be as early as June 1, which is earlier than we'd thought before, June 1, that we'll have to stop paying our debts, June 1. And that is because tax receipts coming in, based on the April this year, it was the 17th deadline, were slightly less vigorous than anticipated. It could be a week later, June 8th. It could be June 15th, but she's sounding the alarm on June 1st. The Senate Republicans, there had been some talk about agreeing to a short-term debt limit extension so we could continue to talk. Senate Republicans ruled that out, said they'd filibuster it. Manchin and Sinema are unreliable, and I do not believe that they would vote to suspend the filibuster to save the country, sadly. I'm sad to say that. Joe Biden showed leadership. He invited all of the congressional, that's the Senate and the House, leadership for a meeting in the White House on May 9. But he then goes to Japan for the G7 meeting. He's going to be gone. And Australia, gone chunk of May. And here's the reality. In May, there will be 15 days that the Senate is in session. May, there will be 12 days that the House is in session. It's got to be done on some of those days with Biden here to sign it, although he could sign it when he's traveling. They could just fax it to him and get it that way. One good development, you know, we've talked before, and I'm going to talk right now about some of the remedies for this thing, but one good development is the House, the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, 213 Democrats, would take 218 to pass it. He filed a discharge petition. A discharge petition is a petition that congressmen can file if the majority seems to be obstructing what needs to be done and is put to a vote. All 213 Democrats will vote for the discharge petition. The discharge petition is a discharge of a bill, a clean debt limit extension bill that was filed by the Democrats back in January, a clean one. No funny stuff, no skullduggery, no negotiating about undoing matters that have already been voted on and already been committed and funded. But it's going to take five Republicans to sign on. So when the discharge petition is presented for a vote, and remember the House is only in session 12 days in May, 12 days, it's going to be presented. We need five Republicans. Who are the five Republicans? There are a couple of moderate Republicans in New York who, frankly, in my opinion, they know their district better than I do. But so does the Democratic Party in New York know it better than I do. I don't see how they can get reelected if they let the country default. A couple of congressmen in California, the same thing. A couple of congressmen, Republican moderates in Pennsylvania, the same way. But let's talk about Wisconsin. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm broadcasting in Wisconsin, and many of you are listening in Wisconsin. Where the hell are our congressmen? There are eight congressmen in Wisconsin. And when I say congressmen, I mean members of the House of Representatives, because technically the Senate and the House together are the Congress. So in the House of Representatives, six of them, because of gerrymandering only, are Republicans. Two of them are Democrats. One in Milwaukee, one in Madison. Of the six, let's go through it real quick. In the first congressional district, if it weren't for gerrymandering, Style wouldn't be in there. Liz Aspin had that seat at one time. In the third congressional district, if it weren't for gerrymandering, Van Orden wouldn't have it. Remember, Ron Kine and Al Baldus had it at one time. In the seventh congressional district, Tiffany wouldn't have it except for gerrymandering, because Dave Obey had it at one time. In the 8th Congressional District, weren't for gerrymandering. Remember, Steve Kagan and Father Cornell had it at one time. It was competitive. Instead of the Democrats having two seats out of eight, 25%, we'd have at least four seats and probably five out of eight with fair maps. Janet Porter Sewitz is on the Supreme Court now. We have some hope, but realistically, that ain't going to happen right now, and it may not happen even in 2024, maybe 2026, before that all gets sorted out. We'll see. We'll see. So I've got a question. Does anybody out there live in the first congressional district, the third, the seventh, the eighth? The sixth and the fifth are hopeless, Grothman and Fitzgerald. But of those four, does anybody live there? I know you do, of course. How about getting in gear here and making it clear to these guys, if they stand by and they let this country default on its debt for the first time in history, destabilize the dollar, destabilize our leadership in the world, encourage China to continue to cheat us, attack us, insult us, possibly invade Taiwan, give aid and comfort to the genocidal sadist Putin, who deserves to be killed. He's a murderer, a Hitlerian character. You will give aid and comfort to him. And then clowns, are you thinking of running statewide, are you? What, for the Senate? Governor maybe someday, something else? You sit there and draw a salary and injure the United States? I don't think so. Well, here are some of the options, and then we're going to go to the lines. One option is the discharge petition, but it's going to take five Republicans. Take five Republicans. Remember something. This isn't about new spending. This isn't about the debt or the dollar or anything like that. This money was already passed and signed by the President of the United States after passing bipartisan in both houses, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, and COVID relief. It's already been passed. Much of it's spent. Donald Trump put $7 trillion on it. At the time, a quarter of the debt. The debt had been $21 trillion. He goosed it to $28 trillion. Now it's $31 trillion. And they don't want to pay Donald Trump's debts. They were happy to boast about it. These guys all went around their districts in Alabama, Mississippi. Hey, we got a new bridge. They didn't say because of Biden or the Democrat. Oh, we got a new bridge because of me when they voted against the bridge. And now they don't want to pay for the bridge. You see what's happening. There are a handful of ways that we can handle this. The discharge petition is the cleanest because it would show support of Congress. The Senate would then pass it. The president would sign it. And we would be saved. The other things that can be done, one, and this is very strange, I'm going to throw it out, believe it or not, the law permits the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve to coin a $1 trillion platinum coin. Yeah, you got that right, a $1 trillion platinum coin. And just keep it in a drawer, obviously a safe, and then use that as the basis to get beyond the debt limit. But the fact is that investors aren't going to like that. Foreign countries aren't going to like that. And it looks like trickery. The other thing that could be done is under the 14th Amendment, it says on its face, passed in 1868, the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. Joe Biden can simply invoke that and say, I direct the Secretary of Treasury, I direct the head of the Federal Reserve to honor these bonds and print the cash, basically, to pay off the bonds we've already shown to investors, and they've paid for it for bipartisan legislation that's already passed. He could do that. Will he do that? I do not know. He should do that rather than default. But I'll tell you the problem with that. You cannot control public sentiment. You cannot control investors. You cannot control foreign investors, people who buy our debt. And that looks, by bypassing Congress, all that McCarthy and these clowns, these treasonous clowns in the Republican Party had to do was say, we don't want the debt limit to go up. And even if Biden finds a way around it, the fact of the matter is that a lot of investors will get cold feet, and the price of bonds will go up. Let me tell you a few other things that are unbelievable to me. One of them is people who buy large quantities of our debt insure it against the awful possibility they won't get paid. Usually, they don't have to pay much because ours always gets paid. Right now, the insurance on the payment on our...
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair will be taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds Saturday, May 6th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to all area children grades K through 6, the event will include free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections, a passport to safety, and a chance to win a free bike. All children must bring their own bicycle for the event and be accompanied by an adult. Lunch will be provided. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held Sunday, May 7th from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
To help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis, call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with a low of 31. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Lows level off around 37. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. I'm going to get to you all in order. If you can keep your calls under 2 minutes, I'll be able to get to you all this segment. First, we are going to John of Boaz. John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for calling us in your mind today, John.
Hi, thank you, Matt. I want to talk about our history, the last 100 years of this government and our Treasury Department. 100 years ago, guess what, Matt? They went off, and I'll say it one more time, they went off the gold standard. This right. trillion-dollar coin is first of I've heard of it. Now, our president put all kinds of funny money into our economy, just like Theodore Roosevelt, FDR, did in the 20s. He was a young man in the 20s.
Well, John, let me stop you for a second. No, and I appreciate you calling in. First of all, Biden didn't put any funny money, if you're talking about Biden. Secondly, we went off the gold standard under Nixon, and because the gold standard, most economists believe, was unrealistic. There were people wanting their, you know, they wanted gold, and, you know, there's only so much gold. We don't need the gold standard. Third, I don't like the idea of the platinum coin, but that is what I'm telling you is one solution. I think that would destabilize the markets. But I also think, quite frankly, sadly, if Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, that will induce some investors to say, well, the Congress isn't behind it. What the heck? And so I think a discharge petition is the best way to do it. But I'm going to say right now, we're paying over 5% on 90-day bonds because of McCarthy and the Republicans, when we should pay 1.5%. And number two, to ensure when people buy $100 million, you know, countries, they buy $100 million of our debt and they want to insure it, they are paying more than they are to insure the bonds of Portugal, Ireland, and the Czech Republic. And that is not right. That's flat out not right. John, thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, when are we going to get some Democrats that stand up to these guys and say this?
Right.
You know, you had fun. You spent a lot of money. Now we're going to have to go and roll back some of your plans that were way too expensive for America. We can't afford them. That's why we're here. So we'll roll back some of Trump's. But tell me what your, or excuse me, of Biden's. What are you going to roll back? What are you going to roll back on your side of the fence? And oh, by the way, you want to lead by example and maybe cut yourself down 50% because we got to tighten belts. If you're not willing to lead by example or pay for your debt, we don't even want to talk to you because right. you can't keep lying to the American public. And I believe I'm right. And I believe We can, you know, they like to just go off the grid when it comes to abiding by the law. We don't want to do that. We still believe in the law, but there's many ways to deal with these guys. Biden could declare a national emergency and say, we're going to start tapping some of these funds. We're going to roll them back. He can do that, I believe. I'm going to hang up. I want to hear your.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, one thing I want to point out, when Nancy Pelosi ran the House and Trump was president and the debt ceiling was up, she didn't say, if you don't give us Medicare for all, we're not going to extend the debt. She didn't say it. We were patriots. These people, what they're doing right now is knifing the United States in the back. And I think that the best thing is a couple of moderate Republicans, not because they're good guys, but because they want to get reelected, had better get the message. You have got to sign on to the discharge petition. Thanks for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, when everybody was standing in front of the White House in 2017, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Rojo and all of them, they had no problems with the tax cut, you know, and those people. And then, of course, we had a lot of other things that raised it, the pandemic and everything. But I think Biden, I don't know what the fallout would be. I think Biden should just go ahead with the 14th Amendment and say, we're not going to default on our debt. We're going to pay it, and that's it. What can basically happen when he does that would be my right. question, or what would be right. the repercussions of that?
Well, the two things. One is the Supreme Court could say it's unconstitutional, even if it's not, to benefit the Republican Party. But like Abraham Lincoln, when they try to do that to him in the Civil War, Biden can just ignore it. They don't have a police force, and frankly, several of them are corrupt. What bothers me is if we have to go that route, it's going to implicate investor confidence, and I can't control investor confidence. That's why the discharge petition is best. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, the previous callers have talked about me, and I think maybe each of the Democrats, when they get up to talk in Congress now, in the House, should read Section 4 of the 14th Amendment and just verbatim before they get into anything else. These Republicans, their duty is to uphold that, you know, is to pay the national debt, because the debt is not supposed to be questioned. I mean, if they're talking about that, then they're all oath breakers. I mean, I'm tired of these people. You just call them out to their face. You say, because you don't want to do this, you are an oath breaker, pure and simple. This is what the Constitution says. Unless you adhere to this document, that you more than likely invoked God when you did it, because so help me God is included in all their oaths. But it's not written right. into the Constitution that they're supposed to say, so help me God. But most of them invoked God when they did it, and they're breaking not only their fealty and oath to the United States, they're breaking their oath and fealty to God. And call them out on that, pure and simple. I mean, that us upholding the Constitution of the United States should not dissuade public confidence. It should actually instill public confidence. And maybe what needs to happen is Biden needs to get a hold and tell the newspapers, hey, try publishing the 14th Amendment to the Constitution so people actually, and maybe newspapers not the right way to do it anymore, but people need to be aware that this is what the Constitution says. And I think there's too many people out there that do not understand this is what the Constitution says. And we should be tolerant. Number one, we shouldn't be questioning the public debt. And number two, even though it comes, it's number three. In
yeah,
the,
no, no, that's very, very good. I got to go to a break, but I really like what you had to say. Really like what you had to say. And we've got to keep pressing these guys. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see others of you online. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A family is displaced in Marshfield after a fire last night. Marshfield Fire and Rescue responded to a structure fire on South Cedar Avenue in Marshfield around 11:30 Monday night. When firefighters arrived, there was visible smoke and audible crackling within the home. Everyone was able to get out before the fire crew entered to put out the fire. No injuries were reported. The home has moderate damage to all floors, including the attic and basement. The fire was caused by some kind of electrical failure. Governor Evers says he hasn't agreed on a new plan touted by Assembly Republicans to send more state money to local governments in Wisconsin. It would increase shared revenue by 10% and let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise their own sales taxes. Democrats say they're wary of all the strings Assembly Republicans want to attach to that new money. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 31. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 38. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
And the GOP, I don't understand how... I don't understand or thinking at all is what I'm saying. Bring Biden down, you bring us all down. You know, it's as simple as that. Well, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Good comments. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
This judiciary thing with looking at the Supreme Court. I watched a little bit of it, and it's a joke.
First of all, none of the people are there that should be there answering questions. Then you had the likes of Ted Cruz yesterday saying that Clarence Thomas is one of the best Supreme Court justices in the history of the court. The first thing I would ask in opening, when polling shows that 62% of the country has little or no faith in the Supreme Court, I think we really have a serious issue here. And Mr. Thomas should not be on the court at all, and we're learning others, too. But in Thomas's case, to me, Robert Bork was before him, correct? He never got on, and then Bush Sr. come with Thomas next?
Right. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Hold on, Dick. We have a Supreme Court topic in this segment, and I agree with you, as you just put it, and I think you'll like the segment, and I think that it'll have a lot to speak to what you're talking about. So thanks a lot for calling. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling us today, Tom.
Hi. One of the things I've always maintained is that the Democrats are great at governance, but they are lousy at politics, and I think that this is a classic example of that. What I would like to see Biden do is start advocating that we have to have a clean bill for whatever reason. That's fine. But then say that he's more than willing to have a summit. He can call a summit in, say, August or whenever, that we're going to discuss the budget. And we're going to have all the members of Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But really hammer home that he wants to have these discussions about spending cuts as part of the budget discussion. And really put it back into the Republicans as far as why they don't want to talk about budget cuts outside of a debt limit. I think that would go a long way towards just educating and preparing the public for what's to come and how this is all on the Republicans and not the Democrats. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Tom, that is a very, very good suggestion. He's going to do a modified version of that. He's meeting with them on May 9th. And while that does involve, the debt limit, I think that's exactly what his position is going to be. Is, look, we can have a very fruitful discussion. We're going to have to on the budget. McCarthy doesn't want to talk about the budget because he doesn't want to have to say, I don't want to fund this or I don't want to fund that. He wants Biden to do it in exchange for raising the debt limit and then blame it on Biden. That's really what's going on. These people in the Republican Party, and I used to think it was just their right-wing little group, I'm beginning to now think that it's the entire party in the Congress. Why aren't people like Gallagher and Stile signing onto this discharge petition? Why isn't Van Orden? These are all in districts that had been held by Democrats, and they all claim they're patriots. They're not patriots if they let this country default on its debt. It's as simple as that. They should be driven out of the state. And so when it comes time to pass a new budget, absolutely, that has to be passed by the Congress, which is the Senate and the House. And it's fairly obvious that McCarthy can say, I want to just do this or that, but he's afraid to. He doesn't want to come out and say he wants to cut Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, the military, aid to Ukraine, foreign aid. All he doesn't want to have to come out and say that. He wants to try to force that on Biden and then just say, hey, we raised the debt limit. He is bad news. He is not a patriot. And the people around him that are threatening his speakership, he has about a 5-vote margin or worse. Thanks for calling. We're going to the lines again. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind?
Great show, Matt. Very serious issue impacting our country. And again, once again, they're assaulting our democracy and the people in our wonderful country. We got to remember that the Republicans do not pay their debts. I remember all the parades that Trump wanted for himself and all the money he spent on himself and all the people in his cabinets that threw away a lot of money that should have been investigated. These people don't give one iota about money, and I think that it's time that the President of the United States, in order to protect the people of this country And the effects that this is going to have on us to just go with the 14th Amendment, because isn't that for the safety of the people in our country? They're trying to destroy us from the inside out, and we need to fight back. Thank you very much, Matt, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jean. I agree with you. And I'm worried about investor and foreign sentiment. Do you realize that China owns $1 trillion of our debt? $1 trillion. And all they would have to do is say, well, we're not going to renew it. You know, some of the short-term bonds and our interest rates would go through the roof. But McCarthy's sending them through the roof anyway. I agree with you. If I were Biden, I would just silently communicate. We are not going to default. So you can do this, but if you can keep it up, he should invoke the 14th Amendment, direct Janet Yellen and Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, to simply print the cash to pay for our bonds. Now, yes, they'll be screaming. The six tarantulas on the Supreme Court can say that it's not constitutional. They'll say, well, we read the 14th Amendment differently from you. They continually lie. They continually misrepresent the whole Constitution. But if I were Biden, I think you ultimately have to get a spine, and he has plenty of spine, but the guy that had the biggest spine in the history of our country was Abraham Lincoln. And when the Republican, not Republican judges back then, there were Southern sympathizer judges, so there were Democratic judges, would pass decisions. There was one case out of Maryland, which, believe it or not, was a Southern sympathy state and didn't like Abraham Lincoln, and they had a decision that would have crippled them. He ignored it. What are they going to do about it? I think that if the tarantulas say you can't use the 14th Amendment, Biden goes, you're wrong. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that you can decide the constitutionality of what I do. But when you act unconstitutionally, I'm going to tell you, and I just told you. That's it, period, end of story. The worst that can happen is impact on investor confidence, but I think investors are going to be a lot more confident in a strong president who does what has to be done. I agree with Gene very much. Now, I want to get back to the Supreme Court. I mentioned to Dick of Madison, who raised the issue. This is a very, very important issue. I have said before that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Let me tell you some cat's feet where it's sneaking in right now. The Supreme Court is going to decide a case, and it's a case where they are going to overrule the Chevron rule. Now, very, very few people listening to this show know what that is, and I'm going to tell you what it is. There was a case, Chevron USA versus Natural Resources Defense Council. And this goes back to 1984. And in it, the Supreme Court ruled that administrative agencies like the EPA, for instance, that their expertise and judgment will be deferred to by the court if it involves a matter that Congress has spoken on, but that there is some ambiguity in the statute. What does that mean? And why are they reviewing that now? In a modern state like ours, we have administrative agencies. We have the SEC that regulates securities. We have the EPA that regulates the environment. And there are many other agencies. And you need that because in 1788 with George Washington, you know, you had an attorney general, a secretary of state, and a secretary of war, they called it back then. And a secretary of treasury, that's all you needed. But in a modern state, you need administrative agencies with expertise. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to rule that the administrative agencies are not the final word on this. And the Supreme Court can run the government when they decide to in any individual case. That's what they're about to do. That's what they're about to do. Now, one of the things that really concerns me and bugs the hell out of me, and I got to admit it, is one of ours, I look on one of ours, Ketanji Brown Jackson, has said she is not going to sit on. She's going to recuse herself on this challenge where the Supreme Court is about to appoint itself the overriding administrative agency to decide things. And the reason she's doing it, she says, is because when she was on the D.C. Court of Appeals, just before she was nominated, she'd been assigned to the lower court case, but she never ruled on it. never sat on it, went to the Supreme Court, said, well, because I, you know, she's being scrupulous. Hey, do you think Clarence Thomas would be scrupulous? He passed on his own wife's emails, his own wife's texts. You think that Alito is scrupulous? He's the one that leaked the Hobby Lobby case, and he claims now he didn't leak Dobbs. What is Ketanji Brown Jackson thinking of? We only have three votes up there, and she's one of them. She's taking a dive on this one. What is the case they're about to review? What is the case they're about to review? And it's a strange case, and you have to understand why the Congress can't rule on everything. That's why they set up administrative agencies. The case that they are about to rule on is the National Marine Fisheries Service. National Marine Fisheries Service versus Loper Bright Enterprise. All right. Does that mean anything to you? No. Does it mean anything to me? Not on its face. But the EPA had decided, and the national agency that regulates fishing, I mean, you don't want people pouring cyanide in our water. You don't want people going out there and taking any fish they want and taking our whole fish harvest, sort of like a DNR, but on steroids. When herring boats go out, they occasionally put an agent on the herring boat to go along and make sure that things are being done right in accordance with the regulations. That is the case that's in the Supreme Court where they're going to overrule Chevron. And in it, they are liable to say, especially with Ketanji Brown Jackson recusing herself and not sitting on the court, that the government can't do that because the Supreme Court didn't permit them to do it. Well, the Supreme Court only takes a couple of hundred cases a year. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many administrative decisions are made by the SEC, by the EPA, by the Housing and Urban Development? We need that expertise. The Supreme Court, the fiction, what they're saying now is, well, Congress should have passed a statute that says the agents can stick a guy on a herring boat. Are you kidding me? They work 12 days a month, and they cause nothing but trouble. They won't even pass a debt limit extension. You think they give a damn, a rat's patoot about herring boats? That's why you have administrative agencies. Why is the Supreme Court doing this? Because they're going to sit and lie in the weeds like serpents. And they're going to go, okay, keep doing stuff, agencies. But if any donor to the Republican Party and any business doesn't like what you're doing, they can come up to us and we will override the administrative agency and do what the donors want. That's what they're doing. In Chevron in 1984, the Supreme Court, the old Supreme Court, said they can't do that. They don't want to leave it up to the Supreme Court. And Congress doesn't have the time to do it. This one, just like in Citizens United, they overruled 100 years of precedent. And in Dobbs, they overruled Roe v. Wade. They're just doing whatever they want with nothing in the Constitution that says they can. And we are reflexively used to obeying them. I'm tired of it. I am tired of fascism creeping in on little cats' feet. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I
will stand my ground. And the woman.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often. and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. UK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on that Supreme Court discussion we just had. And to the point of Dick Madison about corruption on the Supreme Court, he was talking about Clarence Thomas. Well, I got news for you. It's a lot more pervasive than Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was the worst example. You know, he's the guy, didn't report his wife's income, didn't report that the billionaire did his vacations, expensive vacations for the last 20 years, didn't point out that the billionaire Harlan Crow bought his mom's house that he had a part ownership in. Clarence Thomas put a new roof just for the hell of it, fence, you know. And the amazing thing is that Thomas got bought so cheap. The house was 133 grand, which is, I think, double what every other house in the area went to. It's obviously a very tough area. But, and that's what happened. Now, how about Justice Roberts himself? His wife made $10.3 million in commissions as a legal recruiter for elite law firms in a couple of years, and at least one of which argued a case before her husband. She left practice of law. She was a lawyer and became a legal recruiter to, quote, recommend lawyers to elite law firms, who paid her $10.3 million in a couple of years. A whistleblower has filed a complaint. Roberts listed as salaries, not salary, it was commissions. And it was paid by these law firms. They didn't need her. I was on the recruiting committee for my law firm. You go to law firms, you go to the great law firms, and what you do is you interview people that you want. And if they have half a personality, you hire them if you want them. That's what you do. This thing is very wrong. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Gorsuch is the one, you know, who had this fishing cabin in Colorado he couldn't sell. Suddenly, 9 days after he's a Supreme Court justice, the CEO of one of the largest law firms in the country buys it, and he makes up to 500 grand. 500 grand when he couldn't sell it before. And then this character, his firm, had 20 cases before Gorsuch. 12 of them, Gorsuch's opinion was listed, and 8 of them, Gorsuch went with the guy. He ruled for the guy that bought his cabin. And one of them, he weakened the Clean Air Act. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are also, there's a law school at George Mason University called the Anton Scalia Law School. It's contributed to by wealthy Republicans. And they call the two of them up and say, hey, would you like to teach in a very nice locale over the summer? And you pick the city. So one of them picks somewhere in the UK and the other one picks Italy. All expenses paid, all sorts of stuff. Luxury accommodations, luxury flight, and they get to pick the city. Now, the Congress wanted Roberts to come and talk about ethics. The Supreme Court has no ethics code. Court of Appeals do. Every other judge does. They don't. No ethics code. And Roberts says, no, I'm not going to come. And then he says, by the way, we do have an ethics code. No one knew about it. Oh, really? When did you pass it? 7 days ago, he said. I'm like, last week, April, now it's 9 days, April 23rd. And there's a bunch of general stuff. All right, do you have the signatures of the judges who agreed to this? Crickets. There is corruption financially on the Supreme Court right now. And the ones that aren't just taking money for vacations and taking money for their wives, but the other ones, if billionaires are nice to you and continually make life easier for you with large expenditures, and what they want is social issues, subconsciously, and you're a conservative, you're going to rule for them. That's what's happening in the Supreme Court. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. And we have one idiot, one of ours, Ketanji Brown Jackson, recusing herself for no reason. We have a corrupt Supreme Court that is slowly taking over the federal government with no basis in the Constitution to do it. One of the lines, Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mary. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. So I was just reading something by the Americans for Fair Taxes. And they're reporting that before Citizens United, Harlan Crow and his family spent about $163,000 a year on average on elections. Currently, after Citizens United, and we know that Thomas was the deciding vote, they are now spending $1,500,000 annually after the Citizens United decision.
That is phenomenal data. I'm glad that you raised that, and let me build on that. Citizens United was passed, what, about 13 years ago? You have to understand something. From the beginning of the 20th century, for more than 100 years, the Supreme Court had ruled, because Congress had a statute, that corporations could not give money in politics. And they added labor unions, so they couldn't do it directly either. No corporation, no labor union. Then, several times during the 20th century, the U.S. Supreme Court and the Congress spoke on it again and strengthened that. These are some of the best Congresses and Supreme Courts that we've had in our history. It's the last 100 years. If you contributed money, there were limits. The exception, the only exception, was if you yourself were a candidate. In the Buckley case, Buckley v. Valeo, the Supreme Court said, well, if it's your money, personally, your money, you're a wealthy guy, you can spend as much as you want of your own money, but nobody else can pour money into you. That was for 100 years. And Citizens United, this Supreme Court, and it's the conservatives on the Supreme Court, several of them still on the Supreme Court, said basically, well, those Congresses and that Supreme Court didn't get it right. Who the hell are they to say they didn't get it right? What's about stare decisis? No. And they overturned it and said, basically, you can't make rules like that. So corporations give directly and labor unions, but they don't have as much money. And then wealthy people, not on their own campaigns, but like the Harlan Crow, give it. And the justices like Thomas, who voted on that, Thomas has gotten cash from Harlan Crow. That is crooked. That is what you would expect in a commie country, an authoritarian country, not in the United States of America. That is what is happening. And what is the consequence? What can we do? You can impeach him, but we have tarantulas in the Republican caucus in the Senate who will filibuster it. So we need 60 votes, and then we need 67 to actually do the conviction after the impeachment. And we have crooked people in the Congress. Time to rise up. I'm just going to say it right now. This is civic media. We should not tolerate this anymore. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct me back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Wisconsin and Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcast at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home.